Blog Talk Radio. Souls, and welcome back to the Confession of Light Healing and Guidance Hour as we continue our series on the Divine You. So I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend, you know, wherever you are, and I hope that, you know, this weekend was refreshing for you as well as a time of releasing and healing as we had gone through the full moon. So we're kind of still in the full moon energy still. So, you know, if you have more to release, more to let go of, more to heal, you know, we still have this energy that we are in today. So, for those of you who are new to me, my name is Catherine Hahn, and I'm an angelic healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So if you are listening and would like some guidance or would like to talk about the energy that you're feeling, anything else that you're going through, please be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad as well. All right. So we are going to go ahead and start with the energy that is that we're into right now, that we are feeling. And this week we have Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Samuel stepping forward for us when it comes to this week's energy. So, you know, last week we covered what to kind of expect when it comes to this month's energy as well as last week. And it's mainly about trusting, trusting not only in the divine but also in yourself and your gifts and abilities that you have. So this week, and it, of course it goes along with the topic that I'm going to be talking about today, is on the divine, on divine love. So love, you know, this week is going to be about love. So loving, you know, especially when it comes to yourself, loving who it is that you are in a complete way. So all those experiences that you've gone through, everything that you've been through, to love yourself through them, because all those things that you've been through in the past, all those things that you're going through right now, they're all lessons for us so that we can grow and we can transform. So it's going to be important for us to, you know, take this time to do some reflection on who it is that we truly are and how it is that we can really love, you know, all areas of our life, loving ourselves for who it is that we truly are and all that we've gone through and how it is that we've grown through this process and through everything that's going on even right now, and how all those things that you've been through and all those things that you've experienced has prepared you for today, for all those things that's going on in this world right now. So it's going to be a week of a reflection week, but also it's going to be a week that's going to be about taking some action as well. So especially if you're in business or if you have a job or you are starting to create a business of some kind, it's going to be important for you to, you know, first understand who it is that you are, love yourself, and then as you do, as you love yourself more and more and love yourself for who it is that you are, you're going to receive the clarity that is needed in order to take those next steps, to help you to understand that what's coming forward for you right now is what it is that you need to do next in order to achieve those goals that you want to achieve, especially at the beginning of this month, last week. If you set those intentions on what it is that you want to see happen, when it comes to your purpose, when it comes to this month, those goals that you want to achieve. So, and I encourage you to really look within that. And we're going to talk, like I had said, more about that divine love that we are, so that it's going to help you to move forward, so that it can help you to discover those things that are within you, that wisdom that you have within you, the gifts that you have within you, and to really go back to who it is that you are. So the main theme of this week is about loving who it is that you truly are and loving yourself through all those things that you've gone through. So, there may be some situations or some challenges that can come up this week that may have you really thinking about what it is that you need to see from those circumstances, from those situations, that is going to take you back to understanding that who it is that you truly are is a divine love and light being that is here to do amazing things, and that, limiting beliefs and fears are there, and it is not who it is that you are, but you're going to be able to see that there you can do even more. You're capable of doing more or more, and you are more than enough. So we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go through this topic. So that is what's coming in when it comes to this week's energy. But also, when it comes to loving ourselves, there's going to be that accountability that comes in as well. So last week when I talked about the energy of this month, I did cover a little bit about accountability. That energy is coming in as well. So how is it that you need to be accountable for yourself when it comes to loving who it is that you are, loving your complete self and being true to who it is that you are? Because, no one else can tell us what to do. No one else can control us or our actions and our lives. It's up to us to really love ourselves. No one else can love us the way that we can love ourselves. And so it's going to be important for us to really see that and take that power back and take that accountability for ourselves. And, when we do that, when we start to really see ourselves in the way that the divine wants us to see ourselves, then we're able to change the situations around us. Things start to change because of our own energy starting to change. So that is the energy this week. So, with the full moon, we had the So full moons are about releasing and letting go and healing. And so, some of you may still be in that energy where you need to do some more healing and releasing and letting go. So, I encourage you to do that. Those things that come in that are, whether it's insecurities or whether it's any of emotions that are triggering you, to really look into that. And also, last week when we had the full moon energy, I do have a full moon meditation up on my page. So you can go to that as well. So if you go to facebook.com/angelichealerandteacherkath, CTH, you'll be able to see the meditation on there, the full moon meditation, to help you to really release and heal, as well as if you would like some channel guidance there, you can do that as well on that same post. So that is, when it comes to releasing and letting go, doing that first, and then we're going to have to fill ourselves back up, when we release things, when we let go of the old, we need to be filled with the new. So to fill ourselves with anew, it's going to be important for us to, you know, keep raising our vibrations as we have learned last month, as we have practiced last month, and you're doing those things that we truly love to do. And that helps, you know, with that loving ourselves. So, you know, whether it's, you know, doing something that's creative, going outdoors, you know, anything that really helps you to feel in that joy and love that we are meant to be in, but also to reflect on those things that make us who it is that we are. How is it that you've grown? How is it that you've changed? And going back to those times in your life where you've been through situations, but focusing on how it is that you've come out of it, and then, you know, being proud of ourselves, which helps us to raise that vibration, but also to understand that who it is that we truly are is able to do anything that we truly want to do and anything that we are passionate about. So that is the energy that's coming in this week. You know, be sure to call on Archangel Shamuel, who's always there to, you know, send us that loving energy that he has. And especially if you're still doing that healing, so Archangel Raphael is here to, you know, help us with that healing process. And so, you know, both of them are going to help you to understand your power, you know, get that power back, that accountability for ourselves, and knowing that, you know, when we truly love who it is that we are, we're able to switch the energy that's around us as well. All right, so before we go on to our topic, let's go ahead and take a call. So we have area code 256. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Kimberly, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. So how can I help you today?
I would just like a message from the angels, please.
Okay. So I do have Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Shamuel. They're both stepping forward, as well as Archangel Gabriel. So they're first showing me that it's going to be important for you to take some time outdoors. So if you have been really focused on doing all these different things, it's going to be important for you to take some time to take, you know, breathe and to take in that fresh air, because that's going to help fill you when it comes to this new energy, especially after the full moon, and to help you to get those creative juices flowing for you. So, you know, being sure to, you know, take some time outdoors to do that, especially, you know, I love going out when it's like a sunset or a sunrise, just looking at the beauty of nature that, you know, is really filling. So, you know, taking that time to go outdoors, you know, go for a walk, and making sure you take those deep breaths as you, you know, spend some time outdoors, and then paying attention to what comes in when it comes to those thoughts and what comes into your heart when it comes to what it is that you need to understand when it comes to your next steps and the messages, but also to help you to get these get new perspectives on those things that you are going through right now when it comes to thinking about school and work and all these different things. So it's going to really help you to stay focused, but also gain clarity on what it is that you need to do next. So I hope that helps.
Yes, it does.
So, yeah, so, you know, if you are feeling like you have all this mind chatter going on, to just take a, you know, You could do some meditating outdoors to really help you to feel centered and still, because I do feel like you do have a lot going on up there in your head. Is that what's going on right now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So be sure to do that. Also, Archangel Gabriel stepping forward, because you know, along with, you know, going outdoors, because there's a lot of messages that are coming in for you, a lot of downloads that's going to come in. So it's going to help you when it comes to understanding your gifts, understanding your abilities, and what it is that you need to utilize when it comes to what you want to do when it comes to your business, what you want to do when it comes to studies. So all of that is going to come in for you, especially as you spend that time outdoors and spend time to reflect and to help you to understand more that love that you are, that divine love that you are. So, you know, just pay attention to what comes in. It can also come in not when you ask, but also throughout the day as you're going about the day, to take notice of those things that come in when it comes to aha moments, but also the ideas that come in. And the aha moments may not be like a big light bulb moment for you, but they will be subtle. So they will be those changes in perspective that may seem like not a big thing, but it actually is going to be important for you to take notice of. And, you know, I would say have like a notebook around you, you know, wherever you're at, so that you can jot those ideas and those things that come in down for you.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah, be sure to, you know, keep doing that work and, you know, you're doing great. So.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I will actually, I'm going to do that today. I was going out in about a half an hour. So.
Awesome. Wonderful. Yeah. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. I hope you have a wonderful week as well. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. All right. Bye-bye. All right. So let's go on. When it comes to our topic, we're going to be talking about the divine you in the way of love. So we are divine love and light beings. So today I'm going to focus more on the divine love as we are in this energy of love this week. So, you know, as you may know, there's a lot of different things going on in this world right now. Lots of things coming out, you know, when it comes to other people speaking out, lots of protests, lots of anger coming out. All these things in this world that is happening right now, on top of, you know, still being, you know, in this pandemic that we're in, even though we're kind of coming out of that as well. So lots of different things, as well as other things, you know, in this world that, you know, may not be as prominent in the news or things like that. But what's going to be important for us to really see is that all of this is coming out because of people's fears and people, you know, doubting themselves even, that comes out in anger and frustrations, and it's all coming out in a way that is not quite productive for ourselves at this point. But, you know, when we, as those who are spiritually awakened, those of us who understand that we are divine love and light beings, that it's going to be important for us to first look at ourselves, you know, do that work within so that we can send that energy out, that energy of love and light out into this world. Because all that's happening right now, there's a reason for that. And it's for us to be awakened and to help others to awaken as well to who it is that they truly are and what it is that they need to see of themselves when it comes to who it is that we are. So, you know, when we're born, we are born, you know, with this divine love and light. And so, you know, if you think about babies, if you think about infants, you know, everyone loves infants. Everyone, you know, no matter what they look like and no matter just what they do, even, you know, they could get into all kinds of trouble. But, you know, when it comes to babies, we love them, you know, and we're there for them. We nurture them. We care for them. And, you know, that a lot of that has to do with the energy that they bring, you know, the energy that they come with, that pure divine love and light that they are and that we are. So, you know, that is who it is that we truly are. But then it's when we start to grow up and we, you know, hear of those things and learn these things from the outside world that is of, you know, other people's fears, other people's limiting beliefs that come in, that we take in, that we learn from. And it gets ingrained in us, especially, you know, from our parents, from our teachers, you know, as we grow up. And so, you know, as we become adults, we have a lot of things that we need to let go of, a lot of things that we need to heal from and release because they're not who it is that we truly are. But a lot of those fears and a lot of those doubts and limiting beliefs come in thinking that it's part of who it is that we are, but who it is that we truly are divine love and light beings, able to do anything that we truly desire, and to know that we are abundant beings. We are here to do those things that we are passionate about, those things that we truly desire, and to know that we are capable of stepping out of our comfort zones to do those things instead of doing those things that may not fill us, those things that we don't desire, but we do out of responsibility or out of just sheer out of, you know, security and, you know, wanting to, you know, be able to make sure that you can provide for your family, for your loved ones, and for yourself. But when we do those things that we're truly meant to do, those passions and desires, those dreams that we have, you know, they're there so that we can go after them, so that we can do those things. And when we start to trust, you know, in the divine, but also trust in ourselves, in following what is in our hearts and what it is that we truly long for, then, you know, we show the divine, we show the universe that that's what we're going to do. And that's, you know, and when we take that first step, we prove to them what it is that we are ready. Then we're, you know, able to receive all those things that are meant for us, you know, all the resources that are meant for us. So, you know, when it comes to financially, when it comes to those connections that we're made to have with others, you know, all of that falls into place in divine timing so that, you know, we understand that that is what it is that we're meant to do, and we continue to go on that path. So it's about trusting, and, you know, not only in the divine, but ourselves, trusting in what it is that we truly want, and knowing that those things that we truly want and those things that we want truly want to do to help make an impact in this world is part of who it is that we truly are and what it is that we're supposed to do. And when we do take those steps, that's when the divine comes in saying, you know, sending us that abundance that we are meant for. So, you know, I want to, you know, when it comes to the divine love, you know, to remember that, you know, who it is when it comes to the divine is we are divine love and light beings. We have come here, and we were, you know, created in that image of the divine, so that we can make that impact that we're meant to make. So before we go on, I want to take another call, and then let's do some announcements, and then we'll go ahead and with the topic. So let's see. We have caller area code 610. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Tata Todd. I've talked to you before from Pennsylvania.
Hi, how are you today?
I seem to be burdened with, severe fatigue or, weird pains here and there. I know where it's from, but I can't do anything about it. Basically, it came from just being too much, on the light side of things, you know, very full of light and positivity and love. I have no balance in the shadow side, and I can't accept, competition, jealousy, anger, stuff like that. I don't know how to tweak my mindset,
So yes, and it's great that you're seeing that. You're discovering those things that you do need to change, and so, it is about changing that perspective, but also, that fatigue that you're receiving is actually part of the full moon energy that you're feeling. And so I completely understand. But that fatigue is also an indicator for you that there's a lot of healing that needs to be done and that needs to be released. So all the old energy that needs to be released. So, from your heart chakra, I do feel like there's a lot there that needs to be released. When it comes to, the receiving end, but also in the giving end, but also in the receiving end as well. So truly loving who it is that you are. So, it's wonderful that you are always positive and things like that, but it's really important to be who it is that you truly are. So a lot of times, we have these masks of trying to be positive and all that stuff so that, but we cover up a lot of those things that are within us that we need to heal from, that we need to, let go of and release. And so, all those things that are coming in, I want you to take all those things that you just listed and do some journaling around that. So, for instance, if you have jealousy coming in or any other insecurities, any fears coming in, to start writing, what is that jealousy that's coming in? Or a moment in time where you felt that jealousy. And then go back and keep writing. Anything that comes up when it comes to that memory, and also how it is that you felt. And as you start writing, I want you to also call on Archangel Raphael and Archangel Samuel because they're going to help you through this process. So Archangel Raphael is going to help you to remember all those things that you need to heal from, that to release. And it's going to take you not only to just one moment in time, but as you start writing, you're going to remember others that happened, and it's going to take you back to where that stems from. Why is it, what it is that, made you feel that jealousy in the first place? And then, Archangel Raphael is going to then, once you see what it is, once you pinpoint what it is that you need to heal and those common denominators that come in, he's going to be able to help you to see what the reasons behind what it is that you went through and be able to change that story. So to be able to change the perspective on it so that you understand first that, when it comes to relationships, we have to remember them as mirrors. So, if we have jealousy coming in, we have to remember that it's not towards the person that you feel that jealousy, but it's something that we need to work on ourselves about, on why it is that you feel jealous and why is it, and it normally comes down to not feeling good enough for yourself, you know. And we have to remember that we are more than enough. We are created to do those things that we truly desire to do, and we are capable of doing anything that we truly want. And we are the perfect souls, divine love and light beings that, you know, are able to make the impact that we're meant to make. And we are able to feel the way that we want to feel and do those things that we truly want to do. So, you know, it's going to come down to that feeling of not feeling good enough. That's going to be a big focus for you. But, you know, then as you're writing, I want you to ask yourself also, you know, if I am more than enough, why is it that I am feeling the way that I'm feeling? So, and that's going to help you to kind of see more of who it is that you are and why these feelings that are not who it is that you are coming in. And we have to also remember that when it comes to relationships, not only is it a mirror for ourselves, but also when you are in a relationship with another person, that person also has that mirror for themselves as well. But especially if they are not spiritually awakened, it's hard for them to see that. So it's nothing, you know, when it comes to arguments, when it comes to conflict, it's not really aimed at you, but it's something that they're going through that they need to work on that's coming out. So same for you as well. If you are feeling the jealousy and the anger, any frustrations, those are things that you need to work on for yourself and who it is that you need to go back to when it comes to discovering that you are this love and light being. So I hope that makes sense.
It's a really hard pill to swallow because I just feel like jealousy and anger and stuff is like such nonsense, you know? Like, I don't myself.
But we are human. So, you know, we're going to have those come in. So even though we don't like them, you know, we because of things that we've went through in the past, those things that those experiences that we've been through, the challenges we've been through, the situations that we have been, those things affect who it is that we are. You know, as growing up, you know, we've learned of different things from this world. We've learned, you know, from our parents, from teachers, from society. Now, things have been ingrained in us that is not who it is that we are. So it's important for us to even, and it's great that you want to, you know, not feel the jealousy, angers, and all that, because, yeah, that's what we're aiming for, and that's why we're awakened, and, you know, we're always, you know, striving for that. But it's important for us to do that healing work, to do that work, because it's not just going to go away on its own. So if any time you're feeling that jealousy, any time that you're feeling that anger, it's then important for you to look at it. Where is that coming from? Where is it stemming from? And it's not going to be an easy process, and it's not going to be a one-time thing either. But as we, you know, start to grow, as we transform, it gets much easier and we don't get triggered the way that we used to. And then eventually that same situation won't trigger us again. So, but there may be other things that do come up that do trigger us. And, you know, we always have these situations and experiences come up because they're lessons for us to you know, really look at and heal from, so that we can be the best version of us that we're meant to be, that divine love and light being that we're meant to be. So, you know, whenever you feel those things and, you know, see those things occur, you know, I want you to take that time, I would say, you know, right away if you can, to look at that, do some journaling work. Why is, see where that comes from. And, you know, don't be too hard on yourself if that same situation comes back up and you feel those same feelings. But know that, you know, as you keep growing, as the months go on and you keep growing, as you do this healing work, it's not going to be as deep of a trigger. It won't feel like the first time that you felt it, that, you know, that intensity. So I hope that makes sense.
It's also a hard pill to swallow because I guess I have an idealized view of people, you know, like, you know, I see people as like, just, it's just like, it's almost like a fantasy happy land, you know, and you're saying, you know, the truth is we have everybody else, you know, all have things they're working on, and it's like kind of breaks that image, you know.
Well, you know, that's part of that spiritual growth that, you know, we're meant for, and it went, as we, you know, really start to grow, as we do this work, we do start to see people in a new way, and that's part of that process. So, you know, when you start to see yourself in a new way, you start to see others in a new way, and that's part of that energy that we send out. When we make that shift, we start to see others in that way. So we're, you know, when we see ourselves in that divine love and light being, we're meant to see others in that same way, even when, you know, they're doing things that are not great in our eyes, and they're doing things that may seem horrible. But, you know, it's really important for us to see others in that and see that love and light within them that they are. It's just that, you know, just like we are going through when it comes to the jealousies and anger and all these emotions and feelings, that it's not who it is we are. They're going through those same things as well. And it comes out in that way, especially if, they haven't looked at themselves at all. So, you know, it's important for us, you know, as we're growing, to be that love and light for other people as well, to, you know, first love them for who it is that they are, kind of how that starts when it comes to the energy, when it comes to connecting with others. And that's why we're here too, to help others to awaken, to help others to really see who it is that they truly are. By sharing who it is that we truly are. And so it starts with us.
Okay, so you're saying that my, like, whatever physical discomfort all came from, like, actually negative emotions that, like, I did not come to accept?
So, yeah, so there's a lot of things that I do see that you need to heal from, especially when it comes to childhood. So, you know, there are things that you need to really pinpoint and see where it stems from, to be able to switch that energy, switch those emotions, and change that story, that perspective, so that you won't be triggered, you know, when it comes to those same emotions that come from those situations that you go through. So, you know, for instance, you know, if you have issues with family members, you know, certain family members, and, you know, someone angers you all the time, or you feel jealousy for someone, it's important for you to look at that. Why does that person make me feel jealous? Why does that person make me feel angered? And it's always going to be stemming back to you. You know, there's a reason why that you that you yourself will feel jealousy, and what those situations will come up that you'll remember on, you know, those times in your life where they've made you feel that jealousy. And then you're going to be able to then heal that and, you know, bring that back to you. It's always back towards us when it comes to those emotions that trigger us. So, you know, I want to encourage you to look at that. And if you would like a deeper insight, I do take bookings. I do sessions, deep, in-depth sessions. So, you know, feel free to message me about that. But, you know, for yourself right now, I encourage you to do this journaling around those things that are not comfortable, that you don't like, you know, when it comes to, you know, those jealousies, insecurities, those feelings that are not who it is that we are, because who it is that we truly are, because, you know, we're meant to be in that love and light. We're meant to live in joy and happiness. And so, you know, you may feel, it may seem like the whole dream and, you know, happy-go-lucky is far, you know, far-fetched, but it's actually what we're supposed to be in. We're supposed to live in a life that's fulfilling to us, that makes us happy, that and that is joyful for us, and doing those things that we're really passionate about doing, because we wouldn't have those emotions if that's not what we're supposed to be after. So, you know, we're supposed to be in that love. We're supposed to be living in joy and happiness. So what is it that's going to help you to reach those goals, those dreams that you have? And it does start with us. It all starts with us in understanding that who it is that we truly are is, and you know, someone who can do anything that we truly want to do. And, you know, we're here to make that impact in this world as well. So what is it that you really want to do to focus on those things? But also, it's, you know, it's important for us to heal and let go of those things that are not who it is that we are. Because when we don't, it's hard for us to see with clarity what it is that we are meant to do and what it is that we are meant to do when it comes to our next steps, to be able to, you know, go out of our comfort zones and to live that life that we truly desire.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week. All right, and let's go to our next caller. We have area code 856. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Area code 856.
Hello. Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. So how can I help you today?
Well, I'm trying to get a job, and I had a phone screen with the recruiter for a company last week, and I just wondered if you see me maybe getting that job or something else.
Okay, so what I'm seeing for you is I have Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you. And what they're not quite telling me about that job. They don't really want me to focus on that. But they want me to focus on you focusing on those things that you truly love to do and how it is that you can be who it is that you truly are meant to be. So are you going after those jobs that you truly want that really make you happy? Or is there something missing?
Well, those are the... I don't really, there is no career that I have my heart set on that I'm in love with doing. What I do for a living is what I do it well, I'm good at it, and it's what gets me by. So that's
okay.
What I'm more practical than I am stars in the skies, because I don't have any aspirations for any particular job other than what I know how to do?
Mm-hmm. Now, so, and this is why I'm asking, because what Archangel Raphael wants me to share with you is that you do have things that you're meant to do. There are, you have a bigger purpose here. And it's first about discovering your gifts and abilities, and first to know that you have them. You have these amazing gifts and abilities that you're meant to use. However, you're very hesitant. There's a lot of hesitation, and that has to do with fears and limiting beliefs that are coming in. So I want to encourage you to do some journaling on this. And also Archangel Gabriel stepping forward, because he's showing me your gifts. He's showing me all these things that you can do that's actually from your past you really you wanted to do. So if you think about what you wanted to become, think about those things that you've wanted to do when you were younger, that's actually going to be a part of this process of understanding more of who it is that you are, because there is more for you out there. So, you know, I want to encourage you to do some journaling on this. What is it that you truly want? And at first, there may be nothing that comes up, but I want to, you know, ask for Archangel Raphael to step forward for you, because it's first about letting go of and healing from the limiting beliefs and letting go of these fears and doubts that come in. Because, yes, you know, you want that security. You want to know that, you know, you can provide for yourself. Yes, but, you know, there, you know, you are meant to do so much more. And, you know, I really, and, you know, they want to see you doing those things that you're meant to do and to make an impact in your community, in the lives of those around you. And so, you know, I encourage you to really look at that this week. And also, you know, it's about loving who it is that you truly are through everything that you've been through in the past. So I do feel as if you have been through a lot, and I feel that within the heart chakra here. And so it's going to be, and, you know, we're still in this full moon energy, so you can really utilize that energy to help you to heal from and let go of all that is that you've been through. And, you know, if there's anything that still triggers you, you're going to be able to find that out as you're doing some journaling. So, you know, that's going to be important for you to really notice, because that means that you really need to heal from that, to heal from and let go of as well. So I don't know if you heard the last caller, but she did have a similar situation. So, now, I want to encourage you to kind of listen back to some of the things you can do to release and to heal from this. But, you know, once you do this healing and releasing work, I do see this old energy coming out and the new energy coming in for you. So I hope that helps.
Well, what are the gifts that they showed you? Because you said you saw the gifts.
Yes, and that is something I can't share with. They're actually telling me I can't share that with you, because that's something for you to discover. So,
don't discover, then I just want a job so I can get by. You know, I have to be practical, because if I hear that and I never discover it, which I might not ever discover it, then I need to at least know that I'm going to get a job in my field and be able to make a living for myself.
It really doesn't take that much work to discover what it is. And actually, you're using some of the gifts now that you don't see as gifts as well. So if you just do some journaling, you're going to be able to see what more you can do and what what you're really, and it's also about remembering what it is that you've really wanted to do when you were younger. So it has to do with that. And then it's going to snowball into understanding how your gifts and abilities match what it is that you really wanted to do when you were younger in the past. So I hope that makes sense.
Okay, well, thank you for the reading. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So before we move back on to the topic, let's go ahead and do some announcements. So we have coming up on Psychic Talk Network, we have here, let's see, life coaching for tarot readers and other intuitive practitioners on the Doctors Are In show on Friday, June 12th, with hosts Dr. Rose and Dr. Dax. So be sure to tune in with them. They'll also be doing free mini readings as well. Also on Saturday, Tarot Today Radio will be back with hosts Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle, and they'll be talking about tarot deck care, so cleaning, clearing, and storing your cards. So, you know, be sure to tune in with them as well. And then on Sunday, Magic Universe is back with Sharona Rafsik, and she'll be talking about the magic of mantras with guest Dr. Rose. So be sure to tune in with them as well. And then I'll be back on June 15th. Didn't realize we're already at June 15th. So next week, I'll be back for part three of The Divine You. So be sure to tune in with me. We'll be discussing divine light. So be sure to tune in for that, as well as for the weekly energy and the meditation. So, all right. So when it comes to in divine love, you know, we as these divine beings, we're here in human bodies. And so because we are human as well, we're always going to have things that we do need to work on. And this is what the divine show us. These are those things that we go through in this life that we need to learn from, the lessons that we learn from. So, you know, the situations that you go through, the challenges you go through, the experiences that you go through, they're all there to help us to learn more of who it is that we truly are. And so, you know, if you've been through something, you know, big, it's, you know, and usually it takes something big to help us to awaken spiritually. And so, if you've been through something like that, you know, I want you to first, you know, see that there's a reason for that, so that you can be awakened, so that you understand that you can do anything, you can get through anything, you know, and to know that you are these beings who are made to make an impact, that are made to do anything that we truly want to do, and we can get through all of those different situations that come up, the different challenges come up. So, you know, that's one of the things they want us to see, you know, when it comes to being that divine love and light being. But also those things that we go through are things that we need to use in order to speak our truth. So speaking our truth, you know, has to do with sharing what it is that we've been through, and also the lessons behind them. So it's really important for us to take those lessons, and especially, and we're always attracting those people who are like-minded and who are, you know, who need what it is that we need to share, what we need to teach, what we need to, and those people who we need to help heal, because we have to remember we're also healers as well. We're teachers and healers, you know, in sharing our truth and, you know, speaking our truth. So, you know, as divine love beings, one of those things is, you know, first really seeing who it is that we truly are, that divine love and light being that we are, knowing that everything we've gone through are lessons for us, that were lessons for us to learn from and to grow. And then what happens is that we are to take those lessons, we are to take those experiences that we have experienced, and then take those lessons and to share them. So that's part of that teaching, you know, to teach others about what it is that we've gone through, that they're not alone in the process. They're not, you know, out there by themselves going through it on their own, but to, you know, help them to understand more of who it is that they are by sharing who it is that we are. So, and a lot of that, it all starts with us. We have to do that work, inner work of discovering, you know, who it is that we are. First, knowing, you know, with our hearts, with our minds, that we are divine beings, that we have come here, you know, created in the image of the divine, and to, you know, remember that we are meant for more, that we are meant to step into our purpose and to be there for others. You know, when we do step into our purpose, it just kind of comes with it, where we end up helping others as well when we do those things that we're meant to do. And so, you know, first it's going to be important for us to do that digging of ourselves, letting go of those fears, letting go of the limiting beliefs, you know, understand that we can do anything that we truly desire and that we're passionate about. And knowing that with that information, with who it is that we truly are, we're meant to share that out with to others so that they can understand that who they are divine love and light beings as well. And when we start to do that, when we start to do those things that we desire, that we are passionate about, that are in our hearts, that, you know, it's the purpose that's calling us, that's when we start to help others to see that, and we start to spread that divine love to others. So, you know, with everything that's going on in this world right now, it's really important for us to first see ourselves for who it is that we truly are, and then to share our true, authentic selves to those around us, because, you know, with our energy, we attract those people that we're meant to help. We attract those people that, and the connections that we're meant for. And so it's important for us to really do that work within, let go of those things that are not who it is that we are, let go of those things that no longer serve us, and to come back to saying, this is who I truly am. So I am going to share this out into this world. So first understanding that divine love and light that you are, and then telling the universe that you're ready, telling the divine you're ready, you know, take those next steps that they're showing you, and then to really go for it, you know, without those fears, without those doubts coming in, you know, thinking about all the practical stuff that, you know, when it comes to money and, you know, jobs and other things, but to know that we will be, when we trust and have faith, that we're going to be taken care of when we do those things that we're meant to do. So, you know, a lot of time, I have been mentioning that we are meant to live in joy and love and happiness and doing those things that we truly want to do and those things that make us happy, that we're really passionate about. You know, that's what we're meant to do. And sometimes it seems very hard, you know, especially when, you know, we're worried about money and we're worried about what other people might think, or we're worried about all these other things that, you know, worry also is something that we're we're supposed to release and let go of, and to know that we're always going to be provided for, and we're always going to be watched after and looked after and, you know, taken care of. When we do those things that we are meant to do, when we step into our purpose. So what is it, you know, and I encourage all of us to look at ourselves this way this week, you know, to first love ourselves for who it is that we truly are. Love yourself for all that it is that you are. And then to, you know, remember that we are meant to be these divine love and light beings out to make an impact in this world in using your gifts, using your abilities. And they're unique and special to you. And, you know, you may think that other people have those same type of gifts or abilities, but no, not the way that you're supposed to use it, not the way that you're supposed to communicate it, and how it and the energy that comes from you that's specific to you. So we're going to talk more about this next week. We are at the top of the hour, but before we go, I did want to do a short meditation before we go, and this is going to help us to release and to bring forward all those things that we need to let go of, all those things that we need to release. So I encourage you to, if you can, triply and close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. So in through your nose and out through your mouth. And do that a few times. And I want you to imagine, as you breathe out through your mouth, you're breathing out all the old energy, all those things that you no longer need. So just breathing it out until you have no more air in your lungs. And then breathe in the messages, the new energy that's coming in for you this week. And as you do this breathing, to put your hands on your heart so that your mind can go to your heart space. And from there, to create an atmosphere that is calming, that is peaceful to you. Putting those elements in nature that make you feel at peace. Any crystals that you love when it comes to colors, when it comes to the specific crystals that you like, you place them in your space. And then we're going to place a door in your heart space that's open. And we're going to invite our angels and guides in. As they make a circle around the perimeter of your heart space. Then we're also going to invite the archangels in. So we have Archangel Raphael, Archangel Samuel, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Jophiel, and the Archangel Michael are joining. And they are going to be creating a circle right around you. And as they join you, they're going to, including your angels and guides who are on the outside circle, they're going to be sending you their white energy that is going to help support your energy and raise your vibrations. And as they do this, the archangels are going to also send you their specific energies that are going to surround you, create this tornado effect around you as you sit in the middle of it. And this is going to help open up your chakras, especially that heart chakra that's going to be opening up and filling your heart space and even the physical space that you're in. I want you to take a few deep breaths when it comes to breathing in the energy of your heart chakra and the energy of the archangels. And as your chakras expand, they're going to help you to release the old energy that comes out. And it's going to go into the energy that they bring so that it can be transformed into a new energy, the sparkling energy that comes in to fill the space of your old energy. So as they do this, take a few deep breaths. Really feel that divine love and light energy that they bring. And then as you breathe out through your mouth, to breathe out all the stuff that you no longer need. Breathing out the old energy. Breathing out all your worries and fears and doubts. Breathing out all those things that come up when it comes to who it is that you are not. And as you do this, as you notice what it is that you need to release and let go of, to make a note of it. So, you know, whether it's, you know, taking some notes in a journal, or you can wait until we're done with the meditation, but to make a note of it so that you can understand what it is that you need to let go of, what it is that you need to heal from. And as this new energy comes in, to notice the messages from the archangels, as well as your angels and guides. What is it that they want you to know about yourself? What is it that they want you to know when it comes to your gifts and abilities and who it is that you are? And to help remind you of that love and light that you are within, that is made to, that is created to make an impact in this world, to make an impact in new communities, make an impact with your loved ones. Let's keep breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Now the archangels are going to help you to contract your chakra energy. And as they do, source energy is going to come in through your crown chakra and help you to align your chakras back into your body. And as source energy does this with this rainbow energy that comes in, it's going to help cleanse your chakras. And source energy as well as the archangels are going to help you to ground your energy. So from your root chakra all the way down to the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright white light that goes down and this rainbow energy that comes back up with this orb of energy that comes with it, and it's going to come back through your feet and up, filling your body, and come out through your crown chakra. And then this orb of energy is going to go all the way up into the heavens. But source energy is going to flow out like a fountain of water out through your crown chakra. And it's going to come out and going to reach the ground and spread out from where you are, from your space that you're in. And this is the energy that you send out to others around you. And this is going to be that divine love and light that goes out into the world. Now, Archangel Michael is going to take his cloak of energy, his cloak, and wrap it around you from your crown chakra all the way down to the bottom of your feet to help you to integrate this energy as well as to protect your energy as you go about your week. So take a few deep breaths. And also listen to the message that Archangel Michael brings when it comes to protection, when it comes to your energy, and who it is that you are. So let's take our final breaths. And when you are ready, you can bring back awareness into your body, and you can open up your eyes. And welcome back. So I hope that meditation has helped you to understand more of what it is that you need to let go of and heal, and to understand more of who it is that you are when it comes to being a divine love being, love and light being. So I want to thank everyone for joining me today. As always, if you'd like to reach out to me, you can go to facebook.com/angelichealercath. That's C-A-T-H, or you can go to psychictalk.net/Catherine and find me there, as well as the different platforms. You can click on the links to reach out to me. And be sure to tune in next week as we continue our talk on the divine you. We'll finish up on divine love and start talking about that divine light that we are. So I want to thank you all for joining me, send you all lots of love and light. I want you to know that there's always there. There's always support there for you. So whether it's myself or anyone else on our network, be sure to, reach out to one of us that you feel comfortable with to talk to if you need someone to talk to, and to know that you're not alone in this and that we're always there for you as well. As light workers, we're all here to help you and guide you. And so that's why we do these shows. So sending you all lots of love and light. And, be sure to join me next week. And thank you so much for joining me today. So until next time, talk to you soon. So bye-bye.